Yes, Alfred?
To the bat phone, sir.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
It's Batman! When I saw this stage reading, Al Pacino lost his place. And he goes, as I was saying... What was I saying? And he like starts flipping through his book. It's so good.
Greetings, everyone.
Oh,
welcome
no!
Welcome to Mania 66. Today is episode... I don't have the episode number in front of me.
I thought you were going to look it up before you started recording.
Oh, no. It was too good a story not to record.
It was really funny.
So we know all about Al Pacino losing his place, although we don't know what play it was in.
Salome.
Oh, I thought it was Salome.
You would.
It's pronounced goiter.
Yeah, written by Socrates. And... Salome by Socrates. And today's episode is... one sec. Gotta find the episode. I don't know what episode it is.
Maybe you should have gotten prepared before you turned on the recorder.
Yeah,
and
well,
betrayed
that...
people's trust.
They're expecting a standard, Ben.
Yeah. A standard of professionalism that we haven't shown in 100 plus episodes.
If you had been prepared, you would have known exactly how many episodes we hadn't been... professional.
I said 100 plus. That's as specific as I'm willing to get. So today's episode is episode something or other, The Og and I, which has nobody named Og or called The Og. Now that I think about it. But this episode, with us as always is Holly.
Oh, hi.
And doing a guest spot while she sews is the amazing Valerie Miller.
Joining us at the dinner table.
You mean our fancy schmancy state-of-the-art recording studio?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, and the dog.
And our bat dog, which I'll post a picture of shortly. And we watched this episode, which stars Vincent Price as Egghead. And I didn't write down the name of the woman as Olga.
Wow, Ben, that's just sexist.
Because she wasn't Vincent Price.
Because you didn't have to write down Vincent Price. We just knew that.
Because Vincent Price is amazing.
All that did was make me want to listen to the Thriller opening.
as everything with Vincent Price does and should.
Like, I should just listen to that a few times.
Yeah.
But when the episode begins, the narrator says it's a fresh new day with fresh new dangers. And I kind of liked that wordplay.
So you're the one.
I like this show. Shut up. All right, so this is season 3, episode 8. And I don't know what that tells us about the overall number, but let me see. Let me see. The Og and I.
Vamping.
Olga, Queen of the Cossacks.
Vamping.
Yes.
Vamp, 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 vamp.
With Anne Baxter as
Olga.
Oh,
yeah, it was Anne Baxter.
Anne Baxter says in Dinner at 8.
I don't think that's Anne Baxter.
Nah.
No. But what was this Anne Baxter been in that's impressive? Oh, she was in The Ten Commandments and All About Eve?
Yes.
And...
Ben, you didn't know that? Anne Baxter plays the backstabbing actress that stabs Betty Davis in the back.
Oh, well, what's most important is that she did a guest spot on The Love Boat.
I mean, and that's what all of us remember her from.
4 episodes.
Of The Love Boat?
As different characters.
That's so great.
I've decided they were all sisters.
Yeah.
Anyway. Anne Baxter as the Beaver. And they... That was a double, and I didn't mean it that way. The episode begins, and the two of them are riding horses with Olga's Cossacks.
I'm fairly certain he's riding a donkey or a mule.
Oh, yes.
Because that's what they can afford.
Well, no, because it's Egghead.
And eggs and donkeys go together like Cossacks and horses.
Sure.
Like peanut butter and fish paste. They,
Stop describing your underwear.
Ooh.
Ew. No, gross.
You grossed out Ben.
I'll edit this
out.
Good job, Ben!
I'll edit this out. That's not true. I don't edit this podcast.
No, you don't. Not even a little bit.
And this a standby bystander is
watching. Millicent Bystander.
Yes, is watching them. I think that was her name. Is watching them.
Do you? I'm sorry.
Right through.
Do you know what that's from?
Millicent Bystander is Wallace and Gromit, isn't it? Or it's Aardman Studios. Whether it's Wallace
yes,
and
it
Gromit.
Is Aardman Studios.
Is it Flushed Away?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's what his wanted poster says. Millicent Bystander. Because he yells, "I'm an innocent bystander."
That's right.
Did he say that his name was Millicent?
Millicent.
I'm sorry. Also, that movie has one of my favorite jokes of all time, which is the albino mouse saying he ate. I think he said he had bad curry or something, and now his butt looks like the Japanese flag. It's my favorite thing ever.
I like the slugs that sing the songs.
Yeah, they're pretty fun too. But
I haven't watched that movie in a long time.
So this is Welcome to the Podcast for Flushed Away. These are your hosts.
Flushcast.
Flushcast.
Podcast? Cast Away.
Podcast.
No, Ben.
Yeah. It's all about pod training.
Which we know nothing about.
Yeah, because I've never been potty trained.
I know.
We know. I face that fact every morning.
My depends keep me safe in society. So this lady, wow. Welcome to minute one of the episode and minute six of the podcast. This woman is watching these Cossacks and Egghead ride through and exclaims, "Those criminals are crazy. They're going straight towards police headquarters." She's very concerned that in whatever criminal activity
she was
doing,
on their side.
Yeah, she's like, "Don't, no, you're going towards the guys you don't want to go towards. Go the other way and commit crimes."
I mean, I guess if you've seen so much crime, you just kind of become numb to it.
Well, I think she just wants them to succeed.
Well, I think it's also
she just wants anybody to succeed.
In Gotham,
she's very nurturing.
There's so much ridiculous non-crime that she's probably just like, "I wonder what's going to happen later today."
Or she's one of those people who's like, "I mean, I'm not a bad guy, but if I was, I would do this so much better."
Right.
Maybe she's one of those people who's like a sociopath, but like a low-grade one, the one who's not willing to actually attack society, but kind of wants to see it fall apart.
She's that's like, not a sociopath.
That's a subclinical psychopath.
Hmm.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Dr. Val.
Trust me. That sounds good.
I know, right?
I'm only calling her Dr. Val from now on.
Ask Dr. Val.
That's our new podcast. Turn this off. We're doing that.
I like it. Where are my royalty checks?
With the Queen.
Ooh. The Vatican? The Rothschilds?
The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. The
stampeding cattle?
And Colonel Sanders before he went tits up.
They're in the basement of the Alamo. And
there is no.
Then where's my bike? And so the Cossacks are storming through the city. Storming through the city.
Wow.
And we cut to Commissioner Gordon's office. And Bonnie is very sultry. What? When he asks where... Oh, she's like, "Delivery boy just got here, Commissioner Gordon." Like,
oh, no. I heard that completely different, Ben.
Really?
She was so annoyed with this hangry man. She's like, "He just showed up."
Holly, can we make hangry man dinners and sell them?
Yeah, it's just a peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah, it's just,
you're hangry enough, you just need to eat this.
Yeah, it's just it's celery and peanut butter and just...
Oh, just ants on a log?
Yeah. Just here, just for 20 minutes, we'll keep you busy. And so the delivery boy comes in, and Commissioner Gordon is one of those assholes who doesn't look at the people serving him.
He's so rude.
Yeah, I mean,
he's so rude.
He does not pay any attention whatsoever. But it's Egghead delivering his sandwich.
So I had a prediction at this point. I wrote egg salad sandwich.
That's what I thought, too.
Oh, see, that would have been great.
But it's two fried eggs, which he calls poached eggs.
Okay, ready? Oh, poached eggs. Looks fried.
Yeah.
Those are my, like, I had that exact.
It's two fried eggs that Commissioner Gordon calls poached eggs on a piece of bread. And we find out that Egghead is kidnapping Commissioner Gordon.
Via air balloon.
Yes. He says elevator, but it's clearly the basket for a hot air balloon.
Well, I mean, they are going to elevate.
Yes. And Commissioner Gordon says, you'll never get away with this. And Egghead says, you have to stop using such a tired line. But it's been true for every single time. Always.
True.
So I put tired but true.
And he says exit.
Exit, yes.
Yes, that was pun number one.
Mm-hmm.
And they leave. We get the theme song. And then we have Chief O'Hara sort of fumfering around the office, panicking.
Fumfer, fumfer, fumfer.
And Batgirl walks in and says, I just got the feeling something was wrong.
Do you think that's true?
I think Alfred called her, because that was the beginning of the story.
What? Why would Alfred know?
Because Alfred's the mastermind behind all of it. Alfred called her and says, you have to go there because I'm sending Bruce and Dick, and you need to be there to help move them along.
No, Ben.
What?
She's in the Hedge Maze of Sadness, too.
Why? Why is what is her particular entry into the Hedge Maze?
Well, her mom's dead.
Yeah, but was she tragically killed? Do we know?
It's tragic that no one cares.
Well, she's a woman.
That's tragic.
Women are the worst.
Have you heard my hypothesis? They always say that she disappears. And I'm like, she just walked away and she's a woman and no one paid any attention.
There are a couple episodes where that is just true.
Yeah, well, like, I know.
But I mean, visually verified on camera as true. They're like, where is Batgirl? And she's just standing behind them getting ready to casually walk away.
She just strolls.
Right, she's just sort of like, I'm going to leisurely make my
no smoke.
And then they're like, she disappeared! I'm like, and just no one was paying attention.
And she's literally like, shouting, no. Bye, yeah. See you guys tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, and she's just like, do you guys know how long it takes to change in and out of a single cat suit? I needed to pee.
Also, she has a belt on.
And a belt, and a hood. Like, that shit takes time.
And you gotta hold your cape proper so it doesn't hit the toilet.
Exactly.
It's a half cape. That wouldn't get into the toilet.
Is it? What if you sat down?
Ben, when was the last time we wore a cape to the toilet?
Half or other.
20 minutes ago.
It's my bathroom cape.
Yes.
Your blankie doesn't count as a cape.
I live in a cape toilet.
Sidebar, I'm sorry, this is all tangent-y, but my niece, for a while, would only sing Frozen if she had a blanket to tie around her as her cape.
Of course.
That's adorable.
It was pretty great. Now she sings Moana all the time.
Got it. So she was able to let it go?
So all she needs now is a chicken and a raft.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Oh, that's all she needs.
That's the only thing I order at diners is chicken and a raft.
Chicken and a raft. I thought that was your favorite tiki bar drink.
Oh, chicken and a raft.
Chicken and a raft.
It's unclucking believable.
So is your face.
It's a float. Because it's a raft. It's a float.
I don't like it.
All right.
Val did not like it.
We're in Commissioner Gordon's office.
It's made with pineapple and rum and Dole Whip.
Ooh.
I'll take that. I'll take that in a heartbeat.
And a chicken nugget.
Right.
You lost me at the last part.
It's that or feathers. I don't know.
If you had it with Szechuan sauce, then it would be...
They sell that in a different kiosk at Disneyland.
Commissioner Gordon's office.
Sauce? Yes. That's on the Mulan ride.
That is on the Mulan ride.
Commissioner Gordon's office. Batgirl just shows up and
Ben just insists on talking about Batman.
So it's annoying.
The whole podcast is supposed to be about that. And we are 14 minutes into the podcast and 2 minutes into the episode. We gotta do something. She says that she had a feeling something was wrong, and Chief O'Hara says, right you are, Commissioner Gordon's been kidnapped, and she goes, my you mean Commissioner Gordon?
Yeah, dude.
Real smooth, Batgirl. Mm-hmm. Way to keep your chill.
I straight up wrote, oops.
Yeah. Whoopsies.
Ridiculous.
I mean, my in the way that he's the whole city's father. And takes care of all of us.
And I don't have a weird, inappropriate, where-I-smell-my-father relationship.
Right. That isn't... That is a daddy issues in the Supreme.
It's so uncomfortable. That whole conversation, I'm like checked out. I'm like, I can't listen to this anymore.
Okay, we'll get there. But I wrote down.
Will we?
I wrote down. We all get there. I wrote down chutney. Was it curry that's in the aftershave?
Curry.
Curry?
Mm-hmm. You wrote down chutney?
Yeah.
Okay.
Her dad
smells, wanted it to be chutney.
Her dad smells like curry.
The word pungent was used.
Right.
And I'm going to say right now, I think pungent's on the list with moist. I don't like it. I don't like what it implies.
Is that because things that are moist are often pungent and vice versa?
I don't know that that's true.
I file it under wholesome as well. And crevice.
Wholesome?
Mm. Wholesome. I don't like the word wholesome. I think it sounds weird.
There are three words I don't like. Moist, pungent, and wholesome. Ugh. Wholesome people are the worst.
And crevice.
She doesn't like crevice.
She doesn't like pungent crevices.
I don't like panties either.
Do you like moist crevices?
Fuck, I hate
it. Do you like moist crevices?
I like moist panties in my crevice.
That just made me think of a sweaty wedgie.
Sweaty Wedgie is the name of my prog rock band.
Yeah, definitely.
Ben is a sweaty wedgie.
Aw.
Yeah, that's, I'm in, Ben, the, I'm sweaty in my wedgie prog rock band.
I know.
Oh, speaking of that, Olga and the Cossacks is a great name for a Josie and the Pussycats cover band.
Mm-hmm. But it, all the, like, the Josie and the Pussycats song is about them trying to
steal. Kill Batman.
No, they were trying to steal the big coffee maker.
We're not there yet. And
I am.
Batman and Robin then show up randomly as well and explain that if Egghead and Olga kidnapped him, they know that Egghead will be calling soon because Egghead finds the telephone irresistible.
I mean,
he's a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah, well, he's now. Well, listen, he's in the now times.
He is in the now times.
I really felt like he should pick up the phone. It should have been, "Hi, Egghead. Hi, Batman."
Listen, Vincent Price is a lot prettier than some of the 14-year-old girls I know.
It's true. Inside and out.
Inside and out. Absolutely.
And then he suggests for, in exchange for the commissioner, he wants to charge an egg-sized tax.
What That's about the excupable?
Excupable?
That's what I wrote down. Batman says it.
Oh, inscrutable.
Oh, sure. That's what I wrote.
It's not a word. But
what is it supposed to be?
Inscrutable.
That doesn't even make sense.
Nope. Isn't even a good one. Batman failed on that, but they all let it go.
I'm writing boo on.
So gracious of you to let it go.
And so charging an egg size tax of 10 cents per every egg consumed in Gotham. And
so does he not want people to eat eggs?
Oh, you think he's trying to save his own kind?
That was what I thought was happening, and then he starts, spoiler alert,
ransom.
Chucking eggs.
Yeah. I don't think he cares about eggs. He's got a love-hate relationship with them. He was probably bald from the time he was a little kid and just became super bitter, but also
identified with it.
He did have eyebrows.
Yes.
Like how I had to ask Val. Val will know this thing.
It's true.
I
notice eyebrows.
But at one point he says either Gotham will pay it or it'll be goodbye, Gordon. And that beautiful Vincent Price
I was
voice.
Just like,
yeah.
I love you, Vincent Price.
So Batman says, okay, got to pay the ransom until we figure out where Commissioner Gordon is. And we cut to Chief O'Hara inside a diner. Where Alan Hale Jr. comes out.
Why?
Better known as the Skipper. Only in this cameo, he's not named Skipper. He's named Gilligan.
Wait, what's the Skipper's name?
Jonas Grumby.
That's right. That's right.
Skipper Grumby?
Yes.
He once was just a little green ball of clay. Grumby!
Gumbergules? I love that guy.
Gumbergules.
I like how neither of you were surprised that I knew off the top of my head that the Skipper's name was Jonas Grumby.
The only times I've ever heard his name were from your mouth.
Pretty much.
The professor has a real name, too, and I don't remember what the professor's name is.
Hottie McCotpants. That's no, why he was on the show.
That's Marianne's name.
No, the reason the professor is on the show is to be eye candy for the ladies.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
And he's smart.
I saw the Behind the Music on Gilligan's Island.
Behind the Music?
I don't know what the equivalent for old TV shows is.
I mean, Behind the Music would make sense for the Brady Bunch. They have the greatest songs in television.
Why hasn't Gilligan's Island have its own true Hollywood story?
It might have. Where did I see that?
I don't know. It was on E! Like 5 years
yes.
ago.
Yes!
Well,
well, now I have the Grumby song stuck in my head.
Thanks.
Also, why do I know that much of the actual Gumby song?
Just off the top of your head.
Like, just to pull up in a moment's
because
notice.
Because the Gumby song burrowed itself deep into your soul, into your subconscious, and has stayed there until now.
There was also a different song for Gumby and Friends.
Ah, the professor's name was Roy Hinckley.
Like the actor's name or the character's name?
Character's name.
I feel like that's someone who shot the president.
Yeah!
No, that was,
John Hinckley.
John Hinckley, yes. Also, Hinckley and Grumby is the name of my cop show.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Grumby and Hinckley?
No, Hinckley and Grumbly. What's the name?
Grumby. Anyway.
It's moved on.
Gilligan is serving... the skipper named Gilligan... Yeah.
Just call him the skipper. Because it's going to get confusing if you call him Gilligan, because everyone's going to think it's Gilligan.
Yeah, it's not Bob Denver, it's Alan Hale Jr.
Bob Denver died in a plane crash.
With the Muppets. And they...
That's still my favorite Christmas album.
I got a copy of that Christmas album for Halloween.
For your birthday.
For the holidays and my birthday from a good friend of mine. Anyway, the Skipper and Bob Denver and the Muppets are serving Chief O'Hara eggs in a diner. And Egghead sits down and extorts Chief O'Hara into buying a dozen scrambled eggs. Which means that Egghead gets a cool $1.20 out of the deal.
The same thing.
Unless it's a baker's dozen, and then it's $1.30.
Also, that did either of you watch Parks and Rec?
Bits and pieces.
Have you ever seen where Ron Swanson goes to a diner and he says he wants all the eggs and bacon you have?
No.
He goes, I would like all the eggs and bacon you have. He goes, son, I'm afraid what you heard is I want a lot of eggs and bacon. But what I said and what I meant was, I want all the eggs and bacon you have.
But that's too much for any one person.
False. Not Ron Swanson.
Not for Ron Swanson. Ron Swanson is a man's man.
I did listen to his book. So, not Ron Swanson's, but...
By Nick Offerman.
Yes.
So, Chief O'Hara is extorted into buying a dozen eggs. And basically is browbeaten and said, if you don't pay the I'm going to keep calling it an egg-size tax because I think it's cute. The egg-size tax, Commissioner Gordon's going to die. Oh, there was a missed opportunity earlier on the phone call. Where he says, if you don't pay the tax, I'm going to ship Commissioner Gordon back in a box. A pine box. We got it. You didn't have to clarify that the box was a coffin. Now, it would have been much better to say, if you don't pay my egg size tax, I'm going to ship him back in an egg crate. A pine one. That would have been much better.
I don't know that it would have been much better.
It would have been better.
I'm not sure.
I would have written it that way.
And it that does out, not necessarily make it better, Ben.
Yeah, it was. I second that. And it would have come out much better coming from Vincent Price. But this is where I wrote down that the country the Cossacks come from is Vesrovia, which is not a real country.
And this isn't real life.
And that's when they...
It's not a real place in Gotham.
That's when they introduce something at the Vesrovian embassy... Which is the brass samovar of Genghis Khan.
The what?
The brass samovar of Genghis Khan. Which, when it was first introduced, Holly went, what? And immediately the character on screen, the ambassador from Vesovia, said it again. Just so that Holly was clear.
That's proving right. The world is it revolves around me.
And that this show is sentient.
Yeah.
Right. And 52 years later, making sure that a single audience member has this fully... in their grasp.
I still didn't hear it. That's understandable.
Can you imagine the prescience of the writers to go, people probably didn't hear that?
Also, I didn't say what. I said, what now?
Yes.
Be specific.
And
what are you doing?
They explain that whoever has control of the brass samovar of Genghis Khan is the rightful ruler of the Serovia, which I think would make the ambassador the rightful ruler at that moment.
Yeah.
Because he's in possession of it. And it looks like a giant percolator.
Yep. Which took 15 minutes for us to come up with.
Yes. It also looks like the apparatus that Jim Carrey uses to suck out people's brainwaves in
Batman Forever.
I think we should watch Batman Forever.
Yeah.
I actually don't hate that movie.
No, I know. Have we told you about the time we tried to watch
Batman and Robin? It did not go well.
I believe it.
Batman and Robin was hard to go through, even almost, with us ignoring it.
It's almost unwatchable.
It is almost unwatchable. It's true. The one saving grace is bat nipples.
Saving grace? Or condemning?
It depends on how much you like bat nipples.
Condemning grace.
I love bat nipples, personally.
I prefer the 66 bat junk to the 99 bat junk.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, look, the 99 bat junk is way more aerodynamic. Sleeker.
We'll see you on our podcast, Bat Junk 99. where we go through 99 episodes examining one piece of bat junk at a time.
Yeah. And it's not limited to male bats.
No. Or just robin eggs.
Or fruit bats.
And... So the brass samovar of Genghis Khan.
Special edition of Alfred.
Olga and the Cossacks sneak in late at night and steal the brass samovar. But little do we know that it's a Trojan percolator.
Ha!
And when they get it, it's full of condoms. When they get it back to... It's
full of grad students.
Wearing condoms.
Because they're responsible. They're grad students.
Yeah, I didn't when say get, freshmen.
For the life of me, they could not believe they died for their sins. They get the samovar back to Olga and Egghead's hideout, and they Holly is going to get my dog. That's why you're hearing her mumble into the microphone.
No.
And
nobody heard anything.
Like Saddam Hussein in the South Park movie, coming to get you. And they get the samovar back to their hideout. They leave it in the middle of their living room. Very rude. And Batman and Robin pop out and see Commissioner Gordon in his cage. And Gordon is tied up and gagged. And is mumbling something. And they try to understand him. They jump out. And they both... They get gassed with something. But
smoke bomb!
Smoke bomb. There's a lot of smoke bombs in this.
I think there's two.
Well, those two and then...
Oh, three.
The organic smoke bombs.
Ugh.
And...
Not how chickens were.
They get knocked out. Olga immediately decides that she's going to keep Batman for her fuckboy.
Gross.
And puts Robin in the cage with Commissioner Gordon so that they can both be cooked into borscht. Because we find out that the ambassador is a Cossack from the time he was a baby. And so he's a traitor to his country.
Then he puts on a chef's hat.
Yes, because he wants to make borscht. That's his life ambition, to be a Cossack and make borscht.
You forgot about the bear couch.
Ah, there's a bear couch.
Two bears, one bat.
So there's a couch made out of two bear pelts or two bears?
Two stuffed bears.
Okay, two stuffed bears.
A black
bears.
And a brown bear.
Both from West Hollywood. And... What? Did you just come from a bear's event?
You're cute.
That's the story of the time that I got hit on in West Hollywood. It was very flattering.
There's something about that.
And
when you get hit on at West Hollywood.
There is something about that. However, people did manage to, like put rocks on top of their trash cans after you walked by.
What?
Yeah, there were so many trash bags heisted into trees.
Oh, because I'm a bear. Clearly I'm not smarter than the average bear, but I'm a bear.
I'm getting yelled at.
And speaking of getting yelled at, Egghead is very mad at Olga for seemingly being into Batman. And he explains that he thought that they were engaged. At which point she says, I'm tired of being your beard. and I want Batman instead.
She doesn't say it.
It's very heavily implied.
Yes, but she doesn't say it.
But she doesn't say it. You didn't actually say you were casting the spell. So now there's ogres, okay? And
there's any girls there, I want to do them.
And they... they...
Which is exactly who I'd be if I ever played D&D. Like, can we be real right now?
There any girls there, I want to do them.
Roll to see if I get drunk.
You're confronted by a dragon. Are there any hot chicks near the dragon?
Oh, at preschool,
yes. Is the dragon a hot chick dragon?
At preschool yesterday, a kid told me that alligators are bigger than lizards. I said, yep. And then he goes, dragons are bigger than alligators.
Nice.
Correct.
I was like everybody knows that.
Not inaccurate.
All of those are empirical facts. And, monitor dragons? They're not bigger than alligators.
Kimono dragons are what you're thinking of.
Ah. I didn't know dragons were kimonos.
I think it's Komodo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like the ringer at Notre Dame.
Yes. Fuzzy Komodo.
Don't know where I got him, Mr. Komodo. And...
Oh, man.
Oh. So Batman comes to, and... Olga's trying to get a kiss out of him.
Mouth talking.
And she says, maybe a kiss? Or maybe a little kiss, maybe? And he goes, a little kiss, not maybe. Like, smooth, Batman. Smooth.
He felt attacked. He didn't have... He couldn't even breathe. He was breathing in her air. It was very uncomfortable.
This was very much a bad touch moment. Ugh, like he was so panicking a little bit. This is where she explains that, because she goes, the borscht is for the wedding, and he goes, but I thought you were marrying Egghead, and she's like, I'm going to have a whole bunch of boys.
She can have up to six.
Yeah, up to six, because those are the rules for the leader of Vestrovia, for the Cossack queen.
Queen. I'm guessing it's more for a man.
I'm pretty sure that if Egghead married her, he'd be the Cossack queen.
Valid.
And, this is where we cut to Alfred, who has already agreed to help Batgirl by sniffing Gotham for her father's aftershave, is standing outside a warehouse and says, I detect Wellington number 4, which is the name of the aftershave, which means that Commissioner Gordon's curry B.O. is strong enough to get from the middle of a warehouse all the way outside to the street.
You know who they needed? Toucan Sam.
Ah, to follow his nose?
Wherever it goes.
I'm sure it doesn't go to curry aftershave.
I mean, it might unfortunately go to curry aftershave.
Like a boy.
This is where Egghead talks about an exigency, which I didn't catch what it was in reference to.
That's
why his exigency is that he's been feeding chickens onions straight for however long on end.
Like 4 months.
And he takes out
a lot of onions.
The eggs that were produced under the onion feeding, and he chucks them at Batman first, one of Batman first.
There's an onomatopoeia fight before then.
Oh, yeah, sorry. This is right after the onomatopoeia fight. I apologize.
Biff, clank, bam, boff, clunk, kapow, whack, zowie, zap, pow, sock.
So he takes the eggs... And he chucks one at Batman. It explodes and then shoots out... What color smoke?
Gray? It's gray, I think.
Yeah, okay. I never know.
Yeah, no, so, I know.
Gray smoke pours out and Batman starts weeping.
Hysterically crying.
Like a child or a stereotypical hysterical woman.
Yeah.
And then they chuck one at Robin and Robin starts doing the same.
Mm-hmm.
And they chuck one at Batgirl, and Batgirl starts doing as the same as well.
Yep.
And they all escape. Commissioner Gordon is rescued, but all the bad guys escape. And Batman explains that what they've been hit by is tear gas. That's not how tear gas works.
That's not how eggs work. That's not how chickens work. Are these depression eggs?
Depression eggs are a thing.
Those are my comments on this scene. That's not how eggs work. That's not how chickens work. Are these depression eggs?
I would not eat an omelet with depression eggs.
No. Not unless you had happiness bacon, which is just bacon.
Although if I did, I'd certainly not add onion to it.
I don't think it needs any.
Yeah.
Also, it turns out that those eggs are just filled with smoke. And so I don't think you're going to get a nice solid yolk out of that.
Let's make creme brulee.
Mm-hmm. I've got a torch.
Can we make cream brulee as well?
No.
Do you know I had a creme brulee that I hadn't bruleed yet, so I just had creme, and it was in the fridge, and I was saving it for like a, you know, dinner after dinner, okay, in a day or two. And my father-in-law ate it like it was pudding. And I was like, you know what? Go for it.
But that's what it is.
It was so good. It was so good.
It's custard, basically. Yeah. It's just got burnt sugar on the top.
So you're saying that was your custard last stand?
It was. And I was kind of glad it was out of the house, though. To be honest, I had already eaten two.
And so the eggs, which, again, work in Batman smoke fashion in that they only affect the person they're thrown directly at.
Yeah.
Nobody else who breathes it in is affected until an egg is thrown at them.
Correct.
Affects them, and Batman has his little hanky, and he's weeping into his hanky.
Hysteria!
As he explains...
Which, I don't love that term, but...
That Gotham won't be safe until... you know what they used to give women to correct hysteria, right?
Yeah.
Orgasms.
Yeah, dildos.
Yeah. Dildos and vibrators.
Vibrators, yeah. That's why vibrators were invented.
Yeah.
Oh, where's yours?
My hysteria, my orgasm, or my dildo?
Your vibrator.
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I don't know.
Shoved in a different drawer?
It's the worst euphemism I've ever heard, Valerie. I don't know, but I could use it. My back is killing me right now. No, I'm one of the rare people who actually does use it on their back.
I know, it's one of those classical looking ones that kind of, you know, look like a great big, you know, sort of marshmallow on the end of a stick.
Yeah. It's a wand.
Yeah, classic.
It is classic.
Not the UFO on the end of the stick.
I mean,
do you know that?
I don't know what was in the drawer in your house.
Do you know that Hitachi, who makes the classic wand, the original wand vibrator, still very much makes it and profits off of it, but doesn't advertise it at all? They're like, yeah, we make lots of things people really like. We don't talk about this one.
Have you seen our new range of TVs?
Yes. They vibrate.
The remote vibrates.
Yes.
But just on commercial breaks.
It's like people who really, really liked their old Nokia phones. They, and so that.
Oh my God. Are you talking about the, oh God, do you remember that commercial? It was for a beeper though. Beep me again.
No, but I'm talking about the fact that the Nokia phones, the classic Nokia candy bar shaped phone, was powerful enough that there are people who used it for that purpose and really liked it for that purpose.
Well, do you remember that commercial though?
I vaguely remember that commercial.
So, ready for the creepiest part ever?
Uh-huh.
I saw the commercial, oh God, I was probably in middle school. When I was younger, I had watched a TV show called Adventures in Wonderland.
Uh-huh.
And the man who played the caterpillar was also the beep me again dude.
Grody.
Right?
Did he ask, who are you?
Who are you?
How does the little crocodile? Anyway, that's about the end of our episode. We find out that we're going to have to wait until next time to find out if they ever catch Olga and the Cossacks and Egghead.
I'm willing to bet they do.
Well, yeah. So if you guys want to, you can contact us at batmania66mail@gmail.com. You can get a hold of Holly directly at Julie Tamer, CO Bono and the Edge at gmail.com. You can follow Holly.
I don't even know the password anymore. Don't email me on that.
You can follow Holly at Awkward Blonde on most of your social media.
Mm-hmm.
And you can follow the podcast at Batmania66 on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And if you check out those various social media platforms, you will get to see a picture of Holly with the cute and wonderful Zaphod puppy dog, who is new to the podcast since the last time we broadcast it. I believe. No.
No, he was here.
Yeah, he was just here the last time we broadcasted.
I got him.
And we will see you guys same bat time. Well, maybe same bat time. We're going to try and record on a more regular basis now.
Yeah.
Same bat channel. Can you hear the kisses of Zaphod? That was Val making kissy noises. Zaphod doesn't make that noise. All right, everybody.
We're still working on it.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.